coming up on episode number 755. It's another All Request show featuring covers tonight of The Smiths, Queen, and Depeche Mode, as well as a very rockin' cover of a tune from Jesus Christ Superstar by request. All of this by request. Tina's going to join us later for trivia. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, March 22nd, 2011. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. Tonight, you're picking the music. You're picking it, I'm playing it, and then we're going to trivialize it later on with Tina. But let's go ahead and start off with a great request. You know, I love songs that tell a story, and I never knew the story behind the original version of this song. Thank goodness, Eddie from Ohio, who performs the cover here as part of his Portable EFO show, Portable Eddie from Ohio show, which came out in 1998. It explains the story behind this song as part of his performance. I love that. Here is Lyle Lovett's If I Had a Boat going out to Joe Coughlin, who requested it, performed by Eddie from Ohio.
Thank you very much. We're going to do one that we didn't write now. It's by one of our favorite artists of all time, Mr. Lyle Lovett. I particularly like his hair myself. Yeah, it's difficult being on the road sometimes because I have two sons at home, and as does Mike has one son at home, and it's kind of hard to leave our kids. And oh, so that makes it a little hard to be away from them, of course, and as you'd expect. So, but this has always been a favorite song of mine, and mainly because I heard the story behind it once. That Lyle Lovett was talking to a little kid and asked him if he could have anything in the entire world, what would it be? And he said, a boat. And a pony. And I guess me just being sort of the sensitive father that I am, cried when I heard that. So this is called If I Had a Boat. If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, well, I'd ride him on my bone. But we could all together go out on the ocean, just me up on my pony, on my boat. And if I were Roy Rogers, well, I'd sure enough be single. Couldn't bring myself to marry an old Dale. It'd just be me and Traeger, we'd go riding through them movies. And then we'd buy a boat, and on the sea we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, well, I'd ride. We could all together go out on the ocean, just me up on my pony, on my boat. And now the mystery masked man was smart, he got himself a Tonto, cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter. One day he said, Kimosabi, kiss my ass, I bought a boat and I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, well, I'd ride him on my boat. But we could all together go out on the ocean, just me up on my boat, on my boat. If I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare 'em by the shade tree, and I'd scare 'em by the light pole. But I would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. If I had a pony, well, I'd ride him on my boat. We could all together go out on the ocean, just me up on my pony, on my boat. Set me up on my pony, on my boat.
Is that just a beautiful song or what?
Pain. Hi, and this is Mike, StarMode6 on Twitter. I was just listening to the morning stream, and I heard you mention the band Travis, one of my all-time favorite bands. I thought it'd be awesome if you could play their cover of Queen's Killer Queen, a song I've always loved, and I think Travis has really knocked it out of the park with that cover. You take it easy. Bye.
She keeps them away in Shandon, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she said, just like Marie Antoinette. Built in a remedy from Khrushchev and Kennedy. Any Tyler invitation you can decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinary nice.
She's a killer.
She never kept the same address. In conversations, she spoke just like a baronet. Met a man from China, went out to Gishamala. Then again, accidentally,
she's a killer
queen. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally,
because she couldn't do this. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder Trinity.
That is Killer Queen by Travis. You'll find that one on the CD single that they released for their single Sing. That one going out to Mike, who requested it. Before that, Scott Rowland suggested we play a cover of Strangelove, originally by Depeche Mode. That one covered by Bat for Lashes. And that's part of a current campaign for the perfume maker Gucci, as part of their Gucci Guilty campaign, which is really odd. It's got a whole big marketing thing behind it where they've got great performers doing covers. There's also a cover of, can't remember who does the other one. But there's a video that's directed by Frank Miller, Daredevil's Frank Miller, and absolutely worth checking out. Gucci Guilty, Strangelove, originally by Depeche Mode, covered there by Bat for Lashes. Also, Eddie from Ohio and their cover of If I Had a Boat, that's from their 2-CD set Portable EFO Show, which was a live album they released in 1998. A cover, of course, a cover of Lyle Lovett. That one going out to Joe Coughlin, a cover of If I Had a Boat. Coverville today is brought to you by Bluehost, bluehost.com. Great deal if you're looking for hosting and even looking for domain registration for $6.95 a month. That's way less than you probably spend on coffee and all that stuff. Unlimited domain hosting, unlimited gigabytes of hosting space, unlimited file transfer, unlimited email accounts, a free domain registered continuously by Bluehost, so you don't need to pay that to GoDaddy or Network Solutions or whoever you do that with. Free site builder with templates. If you're not inclined, if you're not HTML inclined, then you can use their services to build your website. Of course, it's a one-step install for things like WordPress, MySQL, PHP, Perl, Ruby on Rails, CGI, all that stuff. And they have a 99.9% network uptime guarantee. All this for $6.95 a month. Absolutely worth checking out. Go to Bluehost.com. When you're ready to sign up, though, go to Coverville. Coverville.com and use the link that you find on the website there. That is going to get you right over to their website, and it's also going to get me a little bit of a kickback when you sign up. So please sign up through Coverville, and it works out very well for both of us. All right, let's get to another request here. This is a beautiful song that I played as part of the 24-hour cover marathon, and I didn't realize that I never played it on a show. Well, let's rectify that situation right now. Here's a cover of your song, originally by Elton John, covered here by UK sensation Ellie Goulding.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. See, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a girl who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
In San Francisco, and I just want to say thanks for all the great shows. I've been listening now since way, way back in the single to double digit numbers of Coverville, so that's a long time now, so I see we're up to 752. I was playing Rock Band with my brother, and we were singing some David Bowie songs and having a delightful time, and he mentioned to me that there is a David Bowie cover of Alabama Song by The Doors, or originally by Kurt Vile, I guess, but The Doors are very famous for having covered it, and was not sure that this would be awesome or it would be awful, and I wasn't quite sure which, and I listened to a tiny bit of it on iTunes, the little amount that they'll let you listen to, and it did not sway me that it was going to be awesome. But I do want to kind of hear the whole song and see if it's really the train wreck that it starts out being in that little excerpt or not. So I know sometimes you play covers that aren't maybe necessarily fantastic ones, but they're interesting, and this seems that might fall into that category. So it would be really awesome if you played David Bowie's Alabama song. Anyway, keep up the great work, and thanks for all the great years of music. Bye.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. No, don't ask why. For we must find the next whiskey bar. Or if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have whiskey, oh, you know why. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. Show us the way to the next little dollar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For we must find the next little dollar. Or if we don't find the next little dollar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. It's time to say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have dollar, or you know why. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. Show us the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why. No, don't ask why. For we must find the next little girl. Or if we don't find the next little girl, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
That, yeah, I'd say maybe closer to train wreck than not. That is David Bowie with his performance of Alabama Song. Let's see, the full title, Alabama Song, Aufstieg und Fall der Stadt Mahogany. Mahogany. Oh, there you go. It's the 2005 Digital Master. You'll find it on his Best of 1980-1987 CD, which came out in 2009. Great rendition there of Kurt Vile's Alabama Song, also made famous by The Doors. Before that, oh, that, by the way, going out to Kelly in San Francisco. Before that, Your Song by Ellie Goulding. That going out to David Sanders in Fort Wayne, who requested that little ditty. Hey, check out the morning stream. You'll find that Monday through Thursday on the Frog Pants Studios Network on the live feed, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. Mountain Time till about 9:45-ish. You know, plan on 2 hours. You know, don't book any meetings, don't schedule any dentist appointments, any of that stuff until after 10 o'clock Mountain Time, because, you know, you'll be disappointed if you have to leave early, right? You'll find that over at frogpants.com, Monday through Thursday morning, starring Scott Johnson and me as the guy in the booth. I don't just play a guy on the booth on television. I am, anyway. All right, let's get to the next set of music here, kicking off with a request that I lost the person who requested it, and it's a very hard thing to find in email. You'll see why. It's Deo by a group called The Business. This comes from their complete singles collection, of course, a cover of the Harry Belafonte track. Going out to, well, whoever requested it. Here is Deo.
Brian, it's Jen calling from Philly. I'm calling to request a cut from Janis Whaley's amazing, amazing tour de force project, the Smiths project. It's been mentioned on your website, but I don't think you've played an actual cut from it yet on the show. One woman, one voice, a cover of every single Smith song, 71 songs, over 1,300 hours. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. But I'd really love for you to play Asleep because it's just this beautiful, beautiful wall of sound and an amazing arrangement. Thanks. And thanks for the wonderful show.
Hi, Brian. This is Daryl from Ohio calling in with a request. I was hoping you could play the song Clearer by the Holy Rollers from their 1995 self-titled album. It's a cover of the song Heaven on Their Minds from the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. I know you enjoy covers in which the band really puts their own stamp on the song, and I think you'll agree Clearer definitely fits that description. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Thanks.
Going out to Daryl in Ohio, that is Clear, Reoverture, originally from Jesus Christ Superstar, covered there by a group called the Holy Rollers from their 1992 debut self-titled album. Not something I'm familiar with the original with, but I do think that that one must, it has to, reinterpret the song tremendously. So thank you, Daryl in Ohio, for suggesting that one. Before that, Asleep by Janice Whaley. Yeah, she covered the entire Smiths catalog. Just her, 71 songs, and Jen and Philly requested that one. It was Asleep from her Louder Than Bombs from the Louder Than Bombs Smiths album, but also covered on her Louder Than Bombs album because she did break them out into individual albums. Deo started us off in that set originally by Harry Belafonte, and called the Harry Belafonte version is called the Banana Boat Song. Deo is the version by The Business, and that you'll find on their Complete Singles Collection CD, which I'm guessing is their Complete Singles Collection. It's just a hunch. All right, joining me here in the booth in the studio is Tina. How you doing, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You just literally walked in the door 2 minutes ago.
Yes, almost literally.
No, you literally walked in the door, right?
That's true. I did.
Yeah, I'm using it correctly.
All right.
Because it's a pet peeve of mine.
I do know that.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are
good.
You?
Good. How was the dentist?
It was okay.
Yeah.
You know.
It's the dentist.
It's the dentist.
How good can it be, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You in any pain right now? Do you need some medication?
Nope.
All right. Are you Novocained up?
No, I just went for a cleaning.
No, I'm just... Jeez.
Jeez.
I know that, but maybe
no,
the audience doesn't.
Maybe
the audience doesn't know that. So,
no.
You know, that's why I'm, you know.
No, I think you'd know because I'd be slurring.
Yeah.
Or, you know, having a difficult time talking.
Right. All right. Well, let's get you into Musically Challenged. Let's get both of us into Musically Challenged here. This one is produced by my buddy Ray, and it's another Give the Drummer Some. So here we go.
Okay.
Give the drummer some. Give the drummer some. Give the drummer some. You got a drummer.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina. It's Ray again from Northern California with another edition of Give the Drummer Some. I'll be playing 5 songs with drum intros, and your job is to guess the artist and title of these songs. You get 1 point for the correct artist and 1 point for the correct song title. So that's 10 points maximum. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Good luck.
Are you ready, Tina?
I am.
All right.
Question 1.
Nice. That's all you get, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Really? Sounds familiar though, right?
Oh, yeah. I know it, but
it's
just
you're thinking, oh, yeah, it's the Carnival commercial.
Yes, exactly.
Or
it's
the
like,
National Norwegian Cruise Lines or whatever
uh-huh.
it is. That is Lust for Life by Iggy Pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Iggy Pop does that?
Iggy Pop.
I really had no clue.
Didn't do it for the Trainspotting soundtrack, but it was prominent in that movie.
Hmm. Wow.
I think it was the opening credit music where you see Ewan McGregor narrowly missing getting hit by a car.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Question 2.
You
wow.
too.
There you go. Good.
I can't. Blood red? No, not. I don't know.
You're right with the word blood.
Blood. Red sky, right?
No, under a blood red sky is a lyric from that.
Right.
Oh, no, it's not.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Is it Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Yeah.
Under a blood red sky was a lyric from New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Very good. Yes.
Okay.
Nicely done. Ooh, you're doing great.
I had to redeem myself from the last time.
Yes, you did.
Question 3.
That's a good one. All right. Yeah, you've got it.
Yeah, oh, I can't think of what it is. What is that?
You sound like you're singing. Sounds like you're singing part of it.
I know, but I can't think of. Is it Blondie?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
But I don't know.
Oh man, I'm
I
impressed.
Know.
Very good. All right.
I'm not sure. Call me.
Yes. There
okay.
you go. Nicely done. I didn't even have to dig out the old hints.
Nope.
Well done. All right.
Question 4.
Easy
Devo
peasy.
Whip it.
Wow. Look at you. You're on
yeah.
fire. All right.
Question 5.
Oh.
Nice. More cowbell.
Yeah. I don't know the lyrics, so I'm having a hard time with it.
I met a gin-soaked barroom queen in Memphis.
Right. Yeah, but that doesn't help me.
She tried to take me upstairs for a ride.
All night long? No.
No.
I don't know, Brian.
Do you know who the group is?
I can't think of them.
That'd be the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Honky Tonk Woman.
Okay.
Or Women, I think is the correct one.
So, Brian, so Tina, that was five songs with drum intros. How'd you do? Let's find out. Here's the answers.
Question one.
Question one is Lust for Life by Iggy Pop, written by David Bowie. And according to Wikipedia, it was written on the ukulele.
Question two.
Question number two is Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2 off the War album. I've always enjoyed this version on the Live at Red Rocks. I always think that whole album Under Blood Red Sky is from there in Colorado, but actually the Sunday Bloody Sunday version, according to my liner notes, was recorded in Germany on that album.
How funny he brought up Under a Blood Red Sky as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can't believe the news today.
Question three.
Question three is Call Me by Blondie. I think you guys both got this one.
You're absolutely right.
Question four.
Question number four is Whip It by Devo. Thanks again, Brian, for that cover story you did on Devo a few weeks back. That was great. I think you guys got this one, by the way, too.
Mm-hmm. Tina whipped that one right out.
Question five.
Pun intended.
Whip it. Yeah.
And finally, question five, Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones. So that'll do it. Brian and Tina, how did you do? I think you might have got 10.
Yeah,
at least 8. And I guess that'll do it for this edition of Give the Drummer Some. Again, this is Ray from Northern California. Until next time, thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you, Ray. Awesome. I love that. That was great. Such a great musically challenge. So simple to put together, too. Mm-hmm. Let me see. How many do I have in the queue? I've got four more. So, if people are wanting to or thinking about creating one, then now's a good time to start thinking about if you want to put one together for the show. I've got four left in the queue, which will last me maybe about another 8 weeks if I do an all-request show every other week. So there you go. Just throwing it out there. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message in the show notes for this or any other episode over at coverville.com. I know I've been teasing the iPhone app for a long time. It's coming soon, I promise, as well as a redesign to the site that we're working on that's going to make things a lot cleaner, a lot easier to navigate, especially if you're new to the website. It's hopefully going to be something that is kind of new and fresh and cool and hippy-dippy sweet.
Okay.
We're going to be back on Thursday for, Aretha Franklin cover story coming up Thursday. So R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what covers I choose to play. I was hoping that I could say something that rhymed, but it really didn't work out that
way. Wow.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to kill your microphone.
This is all ad lib.
I'm
obviously
turning off your microphone right now. Let's see how you like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to do it. We will see you on Thursday for Aretha Franklin. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time right here on Coverville. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Find out more about Frog Pants. You know about Coverville. Find out more about Frog Pants by going to frogpants.com. Podcast so good, it's like your song. See what I did there?
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. audio program so good, it's like you're there.